Succession number 9083, roll number 2.
Reminds me too much of my young days and my regimental sergeant major. Yeah.
How did it come over on your hearing aid?
Oh yes, fine.
Didn't hurt your ear, did it?
No. these here hearing aids, they're all right for individual conversation, but when it comes into a hall and all that,
I know.
You hear everything you don't want to hear with it. You see?
Yeah. Yeah, my hearing is not 100%. I'm not perfect in hearing.
I can hear most things, but it's muffled to me. Speech in some people is muffled, and some people don't talk as plain as they might, I suppose. But there it is. That's the only thing that I suffer with, really. I enjoy good health, and I live well. I'm fortunate. I, in addition to my retirement pension, I have a small pension from the police, which I pay for, and so I'm not too bad off, really.
I was going to ask you. You are a retired police officer, aren't you?
Yes.
And
I was a policeman in London.
Oh yes.
A real, a proper policeman.
That's right. Yeah. Move along there, please. do you know Superintendent
Jackson? Yes, of course I do. I'm a member of the Retired Police Officers Association, and we have a party at Chichester given by the Royal Sussex Constabulary to all pensioners, irrespective of what police they belong to. We have a party there, Christmas party every year, and there are various dues, and ex-superintendent Dabson, I think he's the chairman of the association.
Yes. You were a superintendent, weren't you?
Eh?
You were a superintendent.
Oh, good gracious, no.
No, I thought you were.
No, I was only I finished up as a constable. I started as a constable. But the reason I never had promotion was, at the station I was attached, I made myself too useful. And I couldn't be spared for anything, you see. If I'd have made myself a nuisance, I might have had a seat in the House of Lords by now.
That's it,
That's where trade union leaders finish up, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have I tired you right out?
Not at all.
Oh, that's right. I'm really worried that I might have been taxing your strength.
Not at all.
All going on here.
No. Now then, what would you... Would you like a glass of sherry with me?
I would love... What do you say? Will you take wine, you say, don't you, in the guards? How very kind of you.
Eh?
I should love that.
You'll love that?
Yeah.
You shall have one.
Yeah.
You shall have... Or you can have a glass of beer if you prefer a glass of sherry.
Yeah, I would, thank you very much.
Yeah?
I'm just going to... thank you very, very much for giving me that most interesting interview, which you know I've put on tape for I'd like to have souvenirs of famous people.
What are you going to use it for?
I'll tell you after I sit down. And thank you very, very much indeed for seeing. Could I just ask you, would you mind telling me how old you are?
82, next birthday.
Second
of April.
Oh, yes.
I just missed being an April Fool. So my mother said, anyway.
Mr. Wood, thank you very much indeed for giving me your time. It's very kind of you indeed.
Well, it's nice to you to take the interest to come and see me.
And that episode of the thing of that truce that unofficial truce, shall we say, was to me the most wonderful thing that occurred in the First World War, and I wish it had stopped the whole war. I wish it could have stopped.
Oh, yes,
the war.
Well, if it had been left to the soldiers, it probably would.
Yeah, that's it. Well, thank you very much indeed for seeing me.
That's nice of you to come along, and I appreciate the visit.
Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye to you.